a republic. What is being peddled in our nation today, dare I say the world, is a doctrine of thinking that has been so long in its germination that it has finally found fertile soil therein to grow right here in the good old United States. For some 100 years now, the long road to indoctrinating the American culture has clearly taken root. You might ask, how could this have happened? Well, it's no mystery to solve, nor a game of whodunit. The collective, steadfast, and committed Marxists have not only been patient, but have also been devoted disciples to the tenets of the Communist Manifesto. And they have not been shy about preaching their message of humanism. Humanism in the sense that communism is a man-made construct that replaces God with a lesser God, that being man. This reality would have been hard to entertain in years prior, but now, the delusion of believing in a godless worldview has been replaced with man seeking to create a new God in the image of him or herself. Marxism and socialism share this one powerful motivation: they hate competition. For them, the existence of the one true God is absolutely unacceptable. Thus, their religion deifies man and his quest to elevate himself into all areas of power with the desire to control. These seeds of humanism have now sprouted and are yielding the end product of godlessness, a mass collective ignorance of the true history of both the impact and influence of the Judeo-Christian worldview benefits and accurate American history. The results of this are a matter of historical fact. A biblically based American culture is what birthed the most remarkable, never-before-seen exceptionalism, which resulted in such meteoric levels of religious freedom, wealth, liberty, technology, and power, unlike any other people, group, or nation in the history of man. Harvard graduate, attorney, and American founding father John Adams wrote, "Facts are stubborn things." However, in our day, facts have been redefined into lies. And lies, well, they have become the new facts, the new truths, the your truths and my truths. Just ask the fact checkers. Thankfully, and in sharp contrast to such illogic, there is a voice on the horizon, albeit as one crying in the wilderness, and that is the voice of Cheryl Chumley. In this vivid and excellent work, investigative reporter, journalist, U.S. military veteran, and friend Cheryl pulls the mask off the deceptive and invasive tactics of the most powerful lies that have put our nation in a state of twilight. Falsehoods and beliefs that, if not vehemently confronted and defeated, will render the United States of America all but a historical reference in the annals of time. The hour is very critical for us as a nation and as freedom-loving people. This is true not only for you and me, but also for our children and our children's children. The deception is rampant and all around us, hidden in plain sight. Perhaps another way to say it is how Jesus Christ said it as recorded in the Bible. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 26, New King James Version. Did you catch those four haunting words? But while men slept? What a terrifying indictment that best describes our culture. Jesus' words could be the diagnosis of the United States today. A similar message is offered by another meaningful quote, often attributed to Edmund Burke, a member of Parliament, in 1774, though the true source is unknown. "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." So painfully reminiscent of Jesus' words, "but while men slept." Little did we know that while we were hard at work pursuing our careers, getting married, raising kids, attending church or synagogue, and being involved in community service, while men slept, the enemy entered within our walls. So pervasive and terminal are these socialist beliefs that in a short time, any people, group, or nation that adopts such an ideology soon finds themselves either with their necks under the heel of a rising despot — there is always a dictator, lord, or despot in the wings of any socialist agenda — or they are reduced to abject poverty for the betterment of the collective.